Well, good afternoon. I thought it appropriate to spend a minute or two making some comments with respect to the same-sex marriage case, because obviously there's been lots of questions. Let me set the stage appropriately. You go back to 2004 is when Michigan passed a constitutional amendment saying that marriage was between a man and a woman. It was implemented through statute also, and it basically said that same-sex marriages would not be recognized in Michigan. Last Friday, that changed. A federal judge, Judge Friedman, issued an opinion saying that the Michigan Constitution was going to be struck down given the federal Constitution. The next thing that happened then was on Saturday, that there were a number of marriages across the state of Michigan through a number of county clerks. The number is approximately 300 couples, and that took place. The next thing that happened on that Saturday night, the Court of Appeals issued a stay and said that the judge's opinion would be stayed until there was further judicial action. Now, this has created a lot of confusion and concern on a number of people. In particular, you have a lot of issues with the 300 couples that went through the process of going to the county clerks and going through the marriage. I wanted to bring some clarity because we've, again, really taken the position we want to make sure we're in compliance with the appropriate laws. So we've done quite a bit of legal research on this issue. And what I would say on this matter is, first of all, and I would ask that you let me complete the entire statement because there are two elements to this, is first of all, with respect to the marriages themselves, the 300 marriages on that Saturday, we believe those are legal marriages and valid marriages. The opinion had come down. There had not been a stay in place. So with respect to the marriage events on that day, those were done in a legal process and were legally done. The stay being issued that next night really makes it more complicated, and that's why I ask you to bear with me, is although the marriages were legal, what the stay does is reinstate Michigan law. And under Michigan law, it says the state of Michigan will not recognize the fact that they're married because they're of the same sex. So what we have is a situation here where the legal marriages took place on Saturday, but because of the stay, that the operation of law is such that we won't recognize the benefits of that marriage until there's a removal of the stay or there's an upholding of the judge's opinion by the Court of Appeals or a higher court. Just want to bring some clarity because, again, this is a difficult situation where people have lots of concerns and issues. And, again, that's why I ask your forbearance to make sure we set the stage right and go through both steps of this process.